And we're seeing signs today that the U.S. economy is weathering uncertainty across the globe. The Commerce Department says gross domestic product grew at 3.7% in the second quarter. That's revised up from the 2.3% growth rate that had been reported last month.
And of course, the second quarter, Robin, does not include the last week. Right. So we'll see what happens with gross domestic product in the third quarter. But of course, stock markets have been seesawing up and down around the world. In China today, stocks closed much higher after a week of wild and deep losses. But as stock prices have been taking swings all over the world, up and down, the price of commodities around the world has been heading pretty much straight down for the past year. And that's where we want to go now. Commodities, of course, the raw materials and foods that are bought in bulk, copper, coal, corn, wheat, things like that. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewax joins us now with more on this. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's just look at this generally, first of all. You can pick any commodity you want, and basically it's been going down for the last year. What's been going on?
When we were coming out of that financial crisis in 2008 and 2009, global commodity prices took off. I mean, that sounds strange, but really China had this enormous appetite for raw materials at that time, and pretty much anything that you were producing, they were buying. They wanted to build apartments and factories and those Olympic venues. They needed everything, copper, steel, iron, aluminum. All the prices shot up, and they peaked in about 2011. We were still kind of dragging ourselves out of a recession, but they were booming. But then 2012 came along, China's growth started to cool, and they've been buying fewer of those commodities. The prices started sliding, and the past year has been terrible. They're down across the board about a third. And this has really been tough on miners, drillers, farmers in this country, but especially it hurts people in those less developed countries that really need to sell their commodities like nickel and zinc and all of that. They've been taking a beating.
And they can't just cut back on supply when the price goes down like that?
Well, that's the problem. The supply is really out of whack right now with demand, and there's a reason for that, though. You know, think about it. When the central banks were trying to pull the world out of that financial crisis 6 years ago, they cut interest rates. That made loans cheap. So people did what people do. They borrowed money. So farmers borrowed money and planted more crops. Copper companies opened new mines. Oil companies drilled. They all started cranking out more of those commodities. And now they can't just suddenly turn it off. You know, look at wheat. It's averaging less than $5 a bushel. Back in 2011, it was $7.50 a bushel. So if you're a wheat farmer today, though, you know, you don't have a time machine. You can't go back. Now you have that new tractor. You bought more land. You've got those loans you got to pay off. So you'll take whatever you can get because a low price is better than no price. So you're going to sell. And, you know, that's the same thing that's happening for oil. So they keep pumping.
But when you have losers in the economy, you also have winners. And I wonder if people couldn't take advantage of these prices and say, let's build more. Let's build more homes while these prices are cheap. Even a government saying, let's throw money into infrastructure.
Well, that's the thing is you always got that other hand. So on the one hand, you've got those farmers and drillers having a tough time, but those cheap commodities mean less inflation. And less inflation means that you can keep interest rates a little lower, a little longer, all good for consumers. I checked on the AAA website. The average gallon of gasoline is now $2.53. That's 90 cents a gallon less than last year. It could go down to $2 a gallon by winter. That's good for all of us. And economists say that on balance, when you look at it all, the cheap energy is making more winners than losers.
And what about a government deciding, let's throw more money into infrastructure, into roads and bridges? Isn't this just the time you'd want to do that?
Well, it does seem like common sense would dictate this is a good time to go ahead with infrastructure projects. You know, you've still got a lot of workers who would like to get those good construction jobs. There's cheap materials, cheap money. All Congress has to do is act on that long-term highway bill that's sitting on its desk. But, you know, when they come back in September, they've got a lot to fight about. There are many issues out there. And it really looks like they're going to continue this fight over how to fund those infrastructure improvements. But really, this is a very good time to be building roads and bridges now that China has cooled off so much.
Marilyn Giewax, senior business editor at NPR. Thank you.
You're welcome.